He represents the Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman Scott Tipton joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Renee, good morning.
It's great to have you with us this morning. And, of course, we want to jump right in, Congressman. Let's start with comments made by President Trump after the meeting with Vladimir Putin. And I know your response on that as well was that, the evidence that Russia has interfered with elections. And yet this kind of keeps going. What are your thoughts on all of this?
You know, I think the president recognizes, we certainly do, Russia is an enemy. These are people that have played not only in our elections. I think that something that all Americans, irregardless of political stripes, we want to make sure that our elections are free and unfettered by interference from outside influence. The Russians have attempted to do that. They've been a big player in terms of supporting regimes in Syria and Iran that we need to be concerned about. The president recognizes that. I think his comments over the last few days have certainly clarified that, and we need to keep the focus on making sure that we're standing up for American values and our nation.
And I know I keep touching on it, but it just kind of seems like there's a back and forth right now with what the president keeps saying, and now Vladimir Putin is starting to talk as well.
Well, I think the important thing for us to be able to be focused on is we've got a number of challenges in terms of trying to be able to reduce nuclear armaments in this country to make sure that we're dealing with terrorism. If we can find some bridges, it's always a good thing to talk. But going back to Ronald Reagan, when he made the comment, trust but verify, that's something that we need to continue to do.
And let's go ahead and move to Colorado, Congressman. And we know part of your district, of course, been just ravaged by wildfires this summer. And some still burning, but finally starting to get some containment and some relief, hopefully, for folks in that area.
Yeah, really pleased to see the communities being able to come together. Obviously, very grateful for the rains that we've had fall over the last week to be able to get some of those areas under control. The Spring Creek Fire right now is, I believe, 91% contained. Had the opportunity to be able to be down in Fort Garland and be able to meet with firefighters in the community, really rally to be able to help protect those areas. The 416 fire over in Durango is now about 50% contained, and the areas that it's burning in are some very steep areas. It's virtually impossible to be able to get in and fight, but made great progress there. And then the fire that was up at Lake Christine outside of Basalt probably showed a glaring example of the importance of some legislation, actually, that I've co-sponsored. We passed through the House in the Resilient Forests Act to be able to make sure that we're protecting critical infrastructure and have the ability to be able to get in, clean out under the power lines and around the power lines, to be able to protect our watersheds and make sure we have mitigation around the wildland-urban interface as well. But it's part of life in Colorado, and we need to make sure that we're moving forward in terms of trying to do what we can to be able to prevent massive wildfires and make sure that we're in a position to do so.
And Congressman, those communities are going to get the support they need, right? Because they were declared emergencies, of course.
You bet. We've reached out to the Commerce Department. I think it is really important to note San Luis Valley, Alamosa, Fort Garland, down through the area. Communities are open for business. Great opportunity, frankly, to be able to go down and see the great sand dunes. In Durango, commercial opportunities, Mesa Verde National Park, great opportunity still exists there, but there's going to be some economic impact. We visited with the Commerce Department, visited with FEMA to see what resources are going to be available to be able to get into the communities to help restore some normalcy in terms of some of the affected businesses and families as well who have lost their homes.
Yeah, okay. And you'll keep us posted on that, right?
We sure will.
Perfect.
And one other thing, Renee, and it happens to be actually in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
We have the super tanker that...
I was just going to bring that up, yeah.
Great. Yeah, it's not applicable for every fire, depending on the conditions, and that's something that we would certainly defer to the Forest Service, the BLM, or firefighters to be able to call that in. But that is a tool that needs to be in the toolbox to be able to make sure it is available. We wrote a letter to the president asking for his assistance in terms of getting some of the bureaucracy out of the way. The governor has authorized it in the state. It's still going to take some of the federal approvals, but I think that something that could really come to bear in terms of some of devastating wildfires as they move quickly over some of the grasslands as they dry out as we move later into the summer.
Well, and I think to help some folks, Congressman, it has to do with the funding to pay for the super tanker, correct?
Yeah, it was an issue. I actually brought this up, Renee, in the Natural Resources Committee when we had the interim chief for the Forest Service in terms of that determination, and it was actually initially not going to be used simply as measure to be able to control some of the costs, but I think we can all recognize we're going to pay the dollars once those fires break out.
Right.
We have to fight them. So the quicker we can be on them, the more that we can lay down, be it slurry or water, to be able to make sure that we're slowing down the progress of a fire, we have some good cost containment by doing that right thing. And so we're going to continue to advocate for it. And like I say, we all need to make sure we're deferring to the professionals in terms of what asset is going to be used. But if we've got something that can bring to bear a very important tool in terms of fighting forest fire, let's use it.
And Congressman, hopefully you can hang on really quick while we do a quick break. And then we have one more thing to talk about called the Local Act. And do you have a second to hang around?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks. And we'll have more with Congressman Scott Tipton in just a minute. It's 7:43 at KRDO's Morning News. Okay, let's go back to the news line this morning. We're talking with Congressman Scott Tipton this morning. And Congressman, before we let you go this morning, introduced a bill last week called the Local Act. What can you tell us about that?
What this is to be able to bring some sensibility to the Endangered Species Act. We all favor protecting endangered species, love to be able to see bald eagles flying. That was a result of the Endangered Species Act. But we've seen this morph into something that's become quite different. And this to be able to get local control really back in rather than a one-size-fits-all program out of Washington, to be able to engage local landowners, to be able to help in conservation efforts, to be able to incentivize them to be able to do so. And we've got some great examples of how this can work with sage-grouse up in Garfield County. We've actually seen the collaboration between local landowners, the community, and the state, actually rehabilitating the species, expanding the populations, and that's what the Local Act is really about, just to be able to help endangered species recover, but to make sure that through voluntary conservation efforts, we're using the most effective approach to be able to actually recover the species.
And where can folks find out more information on that act?
Well, actually, if you just go to a browser and you put in H.R. 6344, that will pull up the actual piece of legislation. We'll have updates that are going to be on our website that we'd encourage people, and that's at tipton.house.gov. And happy to have comments coming in on this. There were a whole series of bills. This one I felt that was really important to be able to get it back to our communities, back to our states, to be able to achieve a common goal and to do it in the most effective way.
Well, Congressman Scott Tipton, we appreciate you taking the time this morning, and we will talk with you soon. Thank you so much.
Renee, appreciate it. Great to visit with you. And I'll cast my vote on the new name for the sports team.
Sounds good. Or maybe write in another one, Congressman. There you go.
Well, that crossed my mind, too. So, all right.
Thank you, Congressman Tipton. 7:50, KRDO's Morning News.